3 people died and nearly 40 were injured on Friday in Ostrava, North Moravia, when 2 trams crashed in a gruesome head-on collision. The causes of the crash are under investigation, but there's no question the accident has raised doubts whether current safety measures on Czech rails are sufficient. Jan Richter has the story.
One of the worst tramway accidents in Czech history occurred early evening on Friday on the outskirts of the North Moravian city of Ostrava, when 2 trams on a single track collided head-on, killing 3, including a 4-year-old child. The spokesman for the Ostrava Transportation Company, Miroslav Albrecht, describes what happened.
The tragic accident happened on April the 11th, just before 6 p.m., when 2 tramway cars on the number 5 line in Ostrava crashed head-on. The probable cause of the collision was human failure. When one of the tram drivers failed to wait for the track to be clear and started out in the direction of the approaching tram, the head-on collision resulted in many dozens of injured passengers. Unfortunately, 3 people died in the accident as well.
While urban tramway transport is common in the Czech Republic, the majority of the country's tram tracks are dual, with no risk of head-on collision. Also, in the case of the single track in Ostrava, it was the driver's responsibility to check that the track is clear before moving ahead. The Ostrava Transportation Company claims such provision complies with all Czech transportation laws and regulations. Michal Miklenda is an inspector at the Czech Railway Safety Inspection, a body responsible for investigations of rail accidents.
We are investigating causes and circumstances of the accident, so we cannot guarantee now that our national legislation and other rules were observed. But this situation is allowed by our national law, and it's, quite usual when speaking, for example, about regional railway lines. The other single track, which are used by tramways going both directions, are equipped with a technical interlocking device.
Even if the investigation shows that the safety measures employed at the critical single track were sufficient under Czech legislation and the accident was caused by the erring tram driver, the Ostrava Transportation Company says it will enhance safety and install a modern interlocking system before the line is reopened after the accident. Is the Czech Railway Safety Inspection going to push for a change in the law so that such systems are compulsory on all tramway tracks in the country?
One of important questions we are going to answer after we close our investigations. So at the end of our investigations, we can issue safety recommendation, which can possibly recommend preventative measures in order to prevent reoccurrence of such an accident.
The inspection will conclude the investigation of the accident within 6 months. Meanwhile, if the 24-year-old driver is implicated for criminal negligence, he may face up to 10 years in prison.
Jan Richter with that report on the weekend's fatal tram crash in Ostrava.